Have you ever seen a waterfall? Have you ever been mesmerized by the beauty of it? There are many different types of waterfalls. Some that flow really hard, some gently streaming, but all waterfalls have something distinct about them. Water starts at the top and falls downward. If you have ever watched a waterfall, you notice water continuously flows all over what is below it. Everything below it is soaked with the water flowing from above it. This is similar to 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Everything that Peter says in these first three verses overflows downward from the top of the waterfall. Every truth we look at flows from blessed be the God. In the same way a waterfall spills over, so is praise God spilling over each reality we look at. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. I hope that you just anoint your word to our hearts. I hope you give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of you. And I hope we know whom we believe. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Peter was a leader among the 12 apostles. He was used in a mighty way in the start of the church. This letter is said to be written in 64 to 65 A.D., and 1 Peter was written by the Apostle Peter. He says in verse 1, look with me, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Next thing he says, he tells us who he's writing to. To those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, who are chosen. He's writing to chosen, the called out ones, the elect. There was lots of persecution and suffering at this time, a lot of trials, and one of the main points of this letter is Peter's encouraging suffering Christians not to lose hope, to remind them of who their great God is during these trials and these persecutions. And 1 Peter is written to aliens who are scattered, but I also believe that it's also written to us as believers in Jesus Christ. So what's the main point of these three verses? Praise God for securing his chosen. Praise God for securing his chosen. We're going to look at three elements for God's elect in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Three elements for God's elect in 1 Peter 1 through 5. And before we look at these three elements of security, I hope three riches captivate your heart. I hope you see everything flows from the top of the waterfall. Everything flows from praise to God. I hope you notice the past, present, and future realities of what God has done for his chosen. And I hope this causes you to know God, to be in humble awe of him, that you would just want to adore him. Look with me at verse 3. First thing Peter says, blessed be the God. Praise God, Peter says. This is basically the start of the letter after Peter's first words after his opening salutation. He gives us his name as the author. He tells us he's writing to scattered chosen aliens. And he says, grace and peace may be yours in the fullest. Then Peter just starts. He explodes with, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice Peter says, our Lord Jesus Christ. That shows a relationship. He doesn't say, of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter goes on to say, it's according to his great mercy that he's caused us to be born again. The who there is God. God, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again. God is the one who did it. Now this brings us to our first element of a security for God's elect, a secured regeneration. Notice with me this secured regeneration, what it's according to. It's according to his great mercy. Another way it's translated, it's according to his abundant mercy. God's mercy was abundant towards us as wretched sinners who, because of God's great mercy, were not getting what we deserve. God was compassionate towards us. God was merciful towards us. He caused us to be born again. Who caused this regeneration? God caused it. It doesn't say you did it. Peter didn't say he did it. It's amazing work of God. It is a secured regeneration. Praise God for securing his chosen. Imagine trying to cause your own birth. In the same way, you didn't cause your physical birth. You didn't cause your spiritual birth either. This is a God-secured regeneration. God caused you to be born again. God caused you a new birth. God caused you to be a new creation. God caused you to be born from above. God caused you your conversion. God caused your salvation. God caused you to be regenerate. Praise God for securing his chosen. How did God secure his chosen? He did it through his son Jesus Christ. He sent his son Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, yet without sin, to be a sinless sacrifice. To be a substitute in the place of sinners. To take the full wrath of God in our place. He was crucified, died, and buried, and overcame death. He resurrected the Father, proving he was God. And those who believe him get to spend eternity with him. And that's the good news. And that's why it's called the good news. That's why it's called the gospel. That's what causes us to be born again, Jesus Christ. Praise God, he did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Praise God for a secured regeneration. This is a past reality, Peter said. God caused us to be born again. This past reality can be fully rested upon since it's secure. And God caused us to be born again. And this born again is to something, through something, and to obtain something. Look with me at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to attain an inheritance. The to something, God causes us to be born again to a living hope. A hope that is alive. A hope that is eternal. A hope that doesn't fade away. This isn't a hope that the world promises. This is a future reality that can be eagerly awaited with confident expectation. You can anticipate this with pleasure. The through something. God causes us to be born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus Christ had to die and overcome death and raise from the dead for this regeneration to be possible. If there's no resurrection, then there's no hope of the life to come. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless and you're still in your sins. The resurrection is huge. God caused us to be born again to something, to obtain an inheritance. This brings us to our second element of security for God's elect, a secured inheritance. Praise God, he secured our inheritance. Praise God for securing his chosen. To obtain an inheritance. When you think of an inheritance from an earthly perspective, you might think something you receive when your parents pass away. Or you receive an earthly inheritance because you're born into a family. It's someone's passed out, it's going to be a possession, maybe some land, a house, some money, a car, maybe a business. This is an earthly inheritance. The inheritance Peter's speaking of is not an earthly inheritance. It's not of this world. This inheritance is reserved in heaven for you. Look at the location of this inheritance. It is in heaven. This is an eternal inheritance. God caused a new birth so you could inherit this inheritance. This inheritance is yours when you're born into the family of God. Praise God for securing this inheritance. Praise God for securing regeneration to secure this inheritance. This inheritance is a gift. It is given to you. You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. You didn't try really hard for it. You didn't buy it. This is a future reality that we possess but will not fully experience till our final salvation. A salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Peter goes on to describe this inheritance. He gives us four truths about this inheritance. Look with me at verse 4. To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. To obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, or it means incorruptible, it can never perish. It is permanent. It doesn't decay. Moth or rust will not destroy this inheritance. This inheritance can't perish. It's impossible. The next words Peter used to describe this inheritance is unsoiled, unpolluted, unstained, not tainted by sin. It is undefiled. Peter goes on to say this inheritance will not fade away. It's not fading. It isn't going anywhere. Everything in this world is fading. Your money, your jobs, your relationships, your cars, your health, name it. This inheritance Peter is talking about doesn't fade away. Last way Peter describes this inheritance, it is reserved in heaven for you. This inheritance is on reserve. Another way to say it is on guard for you. This inheritance can't be taken away from you. This inheritance is secure. Praise God for a secured inheritance. Praise God for securing His chosen. So these scattered aliens already were born again, and Peter reminds them of this secured regeneration. Peter tells them of a future reality, that they have inheritance on reserve. And in the midst of this serious persecution, they might have said, what about now? What about right now? I know I'm born again. I know I have an inheritance reserved in heaven for me. What about now in the midst of these trials? Peter comforts them by telling them of a present reality, a secured protection. Our third element of security for God's elect is a secured protection. A secured protection. Look with me at verse 5. Who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The who that Peter mentions here is from the you at the end of verse 4, and those are the scattered aliens, the chosen. You, believer, are protected by the power of God. Praise God for a secured protection. Imagine with me some jewelry or some treasure, very valuable. It's in a safe. It's locked in a vault. It's guarded with guards with guns. It's got motion detectors. It's got heat sensors. Sounds pretty secure, right? This protection is nothing compared to the kind of protection that God supplies. Another use of this word is it's kept. We are kept by the power of God. praise God for secure protection. And this secured protection is by something, through something, and for something. Turn with me again to verse 5. Who are protected by the power through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You're protected by the power of God. How comforting that the God who created the world in 6 days, who's upholding all things by the word of his power, who is the sovereign sustainer of each moment, is the one whose power is securing the believer. Praise God for a secured protection. This protection isn't like a security system on your house. This secured protection isn't like having a bodyguard. It's not having like military or police protect you. This secure protection is by the power of the living God. This protection is through something. It is through faith. The faith God creates in us is the means he uses to protect us. The faith God creates in us is the means he uses to protect us. Praise God for a secured protection. This secured protection is for something. For a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You are protected by the power of God, a present reality to a future reality takes place. A salvation ready to be revealed. It hasn't been revealed yet. This salvation isn't the salvation he's talking about when you were born again, when you were delivered from the penalty of sin. This is not the salvation that you're currently working out with fear and trembling, being delivered from the power of sin. This is a final salvation where we'll be completely free from the presence of sin. No more body of death. This salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time, the last season, or last epic. This salvation is ready to reveal until you go to be with Jesus or he returns. Praise God for his secured protection. Praise God for securing his chosen. As we close, I hope your heart considers three overflows from the text. I really don't have to come up with anything for a grand finale on these three verses. Peter tells us how to respond in his words directly following these freeing realities. Start looking with me in verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice. In this secured regeneration, this secured inheritance, this secured protection, you greatly rejoice. But our first overflow is that greatly rejoice. Joyfully consider these truths. Rejoice with what God has done for you. Do you see God in these realities? Do you see his goodness towards you? Do you see his abundant mercy? I pray that God's word spoken through Peter would cause you to greatly rejoice. Second overflow. What is consuming your thoughts when you're going through suffering or trials? Are your thoughts consumed with God caused me to be born again? Through his son dying on a cross? Through a substitute in my place taking the full wrath of God that I deserve? Resurrecting the Father? So I can have eternal life? Does that consume your thoughts when you're going through trials? Are your thoughts consumed with I have an inheritance on reserve for me in heaven? Are your thoughts consumed with I am kept by the power of God? I have a secured regeneration, a secured inheritance, a secured protection. Think about the past, present, and future realities God has secured for you. I've been born again in past tense. I am currently being protected, present tense. I have an inheritance on reserve in heaven for me, future. When you're suffering or going through trials, praise God for what he's done for you. Third,
Praise God, you're on your hellbound race, that you were dead in your transgressions and sins, walking according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and according to God's abundant mercy, he caused you to be born again. He continues to keep you by his power and has an inheritance reserved for you. A secured regeneration, a secured protection, and a secured inheritance. Know this God. Adore this God. Be in humble of this God. Praise God for securing his chosen. Let me pray. Blessed be you, God, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to your abundant mercy caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved for us in heaven, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And in this we greatly rejoice. Amen. Amen.